This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through the book of Psalms, and we're calling it a prayer garden of Psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy, holy, holy God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised. For you are the architect of the earth, the bread of life, and the creator of all things. You have dominion over everything, and you are exalted above all things. You are our fortress and the gentle shepherd. You're the Holy Spirit, and you are the God who is Emmanuel, God with us. Lord, you're Jehovah Jireh, our provider, the King of the universe, the Lord of the living. You are merciful each new day. And Lord, you even numbered the hairs on our head. It's incredible. You're omnipotent, powerful, and you are quick to hear us. You are our rock and redeemer, the stability of our times, and you are the teacher of teachers. You are upright and unchanging, and you're the vindicator. You make all things beautiful. You are the God of wisdom, for you are wisdom. You're extraordinary. You're the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and the God of Zion. Blessed be your name, and blessed be your people who call you blessed. Thank you, Lord. We come before you with a grateful heart. We appreciate all of the help that you give us in our times of trouble and our times of joy. Lord, help us to lean in and ask you for the things that are needed. Help us to put you first, to counsel with you about school issues today. And as troubles arise, and that's almost a guarantee, we seek your counsel first and not our own. Oh, Lord, bless the children today. Bless all of the things that they are struggling with and help them to learn to come to you too. Blessed, eternal, and gracious God, we give you all the glory, praise, and honor, for you are so wonderful to us. We thank you in the holy name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and King. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We're up to Psalm 144 already. And there's only 150. Our Christian educator guest reader for today is David Schmoos. David used to serve as a history teacher in high school, and he currently serves us as the executive director for Christian Educators. David will be reading the Psalm in the ESV English Standard Version today. The Word of God, Psalm 144.
This is David Schmoos of Christian Educators, and I'm reading Psalm 144, a Psalm of David. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. He is my steadfast love and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I take refuge, who subdues peoples under me. O Lord, what is man that you regard him, or the son of man that you think of him? Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Bow your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains so that they smoke. Flash forth the lightning and scatter them. Send out your arrows and rout them. Stretch out your hand from on high. Rescue me and deliver me from the many waters, from the hand of foreigners, whose mouths speak lies, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song to you, O God. Upon a 10-stringed harp I will play to you, who gives victory to kings, who rescues David his servant from the cruel sword. Rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speak lies, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. May our sons in their youth be like plants full grown, our daughters like corner pillars cut for the structure of a palace. May our granaries be full, providing all kinds of produce. May our sheep bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our fields. May our cattle be heavy with young, suffering no mishap or failure in bearing. May there be no cry of distress in our streets. Blessed are the people to whom such blessings fall. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord.
Praise God for the reading of His Word. And thank you, David, for reading Psalm 144 for us today. Let us pray Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord our rock. Your steadfast love is our fortress and our strength. You are our deliverer from enemies from within and without. Lord, we ponder the gift that you regard us and think of us. How incredible are your ways! Deliver us from evil and rescue us from our troubles. We come to you with a new song, giving you the glory and praise. We ask for the blessing of this psalm over our students. May the boys and girls we serve be blessed with a godly life, so that your blessings would fall on them. Our hope lies in you, Lord. Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. Let our words and actions be guided by your presence. May we be mindful of your blessings upon us, because we long to bless others at school today. O Lord, we love you and praise you in the generous name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, thank you, precious friends, for your faithfulness, for being in the Word and prayer each school day. I'm going to read you our daily devotional from Christian Educators today. It is from Shirley Wilson, and she calls it Blindfolded. Shirley served as a music teacher all her career, and she even served on the board of Christian Educators. The scripture that she chose today is Isaiah 30, verse 21. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." They all wanted a turn. First graders love blindfold games, and this was no exception. Through this game, I wanted them to learn pitch matching and critical listening skills, but they only knew that they were having fun. The blindfolded child would sing, "Yoo-hoo, where are you?" and then listen to a classmate crouched somewhere in the room singing, "Here I am, try and find me if you can." Then the blindfolded child had to listen critically, determine the location of the singing, and find and touch the other child to win. I guess the combination of mystery and challenge in this game appealed the most to these children. They felt the adventure of being blindfolded like this. As adults, we have times in our life when we feel blindfolded about what we should do and where we should go. But usually we don't feel the excitement of an adventure. Instead, we get frustrated and anxious. But when we remember that God is never blindfolded and can clearly see the beginning and the end of all our trials, we can relax and let Him lead us. If we tune our hearts and minds to His Spirit, He will give us clear direction and we will hear His voice. Oh, Lord, I would like to have a sense of adventure as I watch and wait for you to open up the way before me. Thank you for the fun of walking with you today. Amen. And that was our daily devotional for today called Blindfolded, written by Shirley Wilson. And now, friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be praying together again today at 1:16 p.m. And that precious time is named because of Romans 1:16. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek." So today we're going to be praying for endurance for the remaining school days. Now, I know some of you have quite a few, but the end is near, and some of you are in the 20s. So let us pray for endurance, always looking to the Lord. So when the alarm goes off today, if you don't remember that prompt, just pray. For you are not alone, my friends. There's hundreds of us that do this every day. Let us join together to seek His face and His wisdom. And so, my friends, I look so forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. And now, it is time to bless you with our blessing for this whole school year, Psalm 23. I'm going to read it to you today in the Easy English Bible. The Lord takes care of me like a shepherd with his sheep. I have everything that I need. He takes me to green fields where I can rest. He leads me to streams of water where I can drink. He gives me new strength in my life. He is my guide to the right paths. He does this to give honor to his name. I may walk through a valley that is as dark as death, but I will not be afraid of any danger. This is because you are with me, Lord. Your stick and your shepherd's pole protect me from danger. You prepare a big meal for me while my enemies watch. You put olive oil on my head. You bless me so much that my cup is completely full. I am sure that you will always be good to me. You will love me all the days of my life. That will never change. I will live in the Lord's house for as long as I live. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.